From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. government says it is certifying once again that Iran has complied with the 2015 nuclear deal, an agreement that President Donald Trump has called the worst deal ever negotiated. Under U.S. law, the State Department must notify Congress every 90 days of Iran's compliance with the deal. Australian National University analyst Amin Sankol told VOA's Victor Beatty, the current U.S. administration's position toward Iran is similar to that of Israel's.
I think it is true that the Iranians have been complying to the July 2015 accord, but at the same time, I think the administration would like to really leave a little bit of window open to impose more sanctions on Iran, tighten the rope around Iran as much as possible, simply because that President Trump has adopted an incredibly hostile attitude towards Iran, which is basically a copycat of what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been doing for a long time, and of course, and that to some extent has also been supported by some of the Arab countries led by Saudi Arabia.
White House officials emphasize that the administration's stance toward the nuclear deal remains under review. The latest Republican effort to overhaul the U.S. health care system fell apart Monday with two more Republican senators saying they would not support the bill. During a news briefing Tuesday, House Speaker Paul Ryan said the current law, known as Obamacare, is collapsing and he hopes the Senate can move forward.
So that is just the stark reality of the moment. And so we're hopeful that the Senate can take the pause that they need to take and move forward on this issue so we can get something done. I'm worried that Obamacare will stand and the law will continue to collapse and people will get hurt.
The failure was the second in as many months from McConnell, who had to cancel a vote on an earlier version in June. This is VOA News. Senior United States and Russian diplomats held tough talks on a range of issues Monday, but still more work needs to be done, according to a State Department statement. U.S. Undersecretary of State Thomas Shannon and Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei met Monday to discuss areas of mutual concern. The meeting was tough, forthright, and deliberate, reflecting both parties' commitment to a resolution. According to the State Department, both sides agree to meet again in the future to work on a bilateral issue, but no date has been set. The issue of the closure of the two Russian compounds was on the agenda Monday, the same day Russia demanded they be returned. A Turkish court ruled Tuesday that six human rights activists, including Amnesty International's Turkey director, be formally arrested after weeks of detention for having aided a terror group. They were detained by police in Istanbul on June 5th while attending a workshop and were denied access to a lawyer or the right to contact their family members for 28 hours. That's according to Amnesty International. Amnesty International condemned the decision, calling it a new low in Turkey's post-coup crackdown and a politically motivated witch hunt. Indonesia's parliamentary speaker has been named the suspect in a multi-million-dollar corruption scandal involving the implementation of a national electronic identity card. The head of the government's Corruption Eradication Commission said Monday there is sufficient evidence that the speaker, Setia Novanto, participated in a scheme to embezzle as much as $170 million between 2011 and 2012. That's about a third of the $440 million allocated for the project. Novanto has denied the accusations. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has asked Congress to extend martial law until December. In the southern island, where the military has been fighting a bloody two-month insurgency by Islamic militants.
The primary objective of the possible extension is to allow our forces to continue with their operation unhampered by deadlines and to focus more on the liberation of Marawi and its rehabilitation and rebuilding.
The United States is applauding the European Union for imposing sanctions on 16 Syrian senior military officials and scientists involved in a chemical weapons attack. The 16 officials sanctioned by the EU is also winning praise from the British Foreign Secretary. The United Nations and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons carrying out a joint investigation into the April sarin gas attack in Syria that killed at least 87 people. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.